In the evening, I returned the call to my Vancouver friend who'd left me the Jesus message last week. I got a bit of a strange message to call you, I say, not mentioning the he with a capital H detail. There's a pause. Adrian, I know how swamped you are with phone calls these days, so to be honest, I only called because you told me to. At Sam's funeral, you asked me to phone you, so I did. Oh, I say. You don't remember, she asks? No. Well, you were talking to a lot of people. But off to the races trots my mind. Anthony had clearly written down the message as he told her to call. Anthony hadn't written she, which would have been me, unless he, with a capital H, is me, since I was the one who told her to call. But then wouldn't that mean that, oh shit, maybe I'm Jesus? What if I'm the long-awaited second coming of Christ who just happens to have returned in female form? Wouldn't that piss off the Christian fundamentalists? We want a man, they'll cry, pounding spikes into my pedicured feet. But I'm the daughter of God, I'll whisper, my life ebbing away as some kind soul gently dabs vinegar, preferably balsamic, on my parched lips. But then the work involved in being the savior, saving the planet and rescuing humankind from its suicidal path. Mind you, I will be receiving a regular paycheck for the rest of my life. I suppose I should do something useful. And I don't have a husband or kids. Still, that's an awful lot of responsibility placed on one gal's shoulders. Adri, huh? Are you all right? My friend on the phone asks. It's awfully quiet. Oh, sure, I say, giving my don't you worry about me wave to the nearest plant. But lying in bed, I must confess to being a tad overwhelmed by my newfound fate, never mind the crushing weight of a massive ego.